Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply the washing machine. The washing machine. Now, of all the appliances in your home, I would argue that none is more underrated than the washing machine. Most of us use our refrigerators every day. And of course, the television is an entertainment center of the home. And it's only periodically that we go into the washroom and use the washing machine. However, when we use it, we need it and we expect it to deliver every single time. Did you know that as a business leader, you have a lot in common with the washing machine? Your team may not call on you every single day. But when your team members do call on you, they expect you to deliver every single time. Well, there are some ways that we can guarantee delivery, and we can almost become automatic or mechanic in our ability to excel in every aspect of business. Can I give you just a few key points in our WASH acronym? The W says that we can always impact our environment by work ethic. Yes, my friends and neighbors, superior work ethic cannot be replaced. You know, think about your washing machine is it doesn't matter when you turn it on, morning, noon, or night, it's always working. And because it is and it works very well, you know that that it's got a timer and it's going to do the things that it's expected to do. By the same token, my friends, we can influence other people just by how hard we work. Consider the ELM formula for assistance in this. I always say the ELM is ELM. Start a little earlier, finish a little later, and do a little more. If we start a little earlier in our day, then we can accomplish more tasks. If we finish a little later, we can review the task we've accomplished. If we do just a little more, we can inspire those around us. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it all begins with work ethic, and then the A reminds us of the importance of agitation. Now, when I say agitation, I don't mean that in a negative sense. I actually mean it with the synonym of activism in my mind. You see, when your washing machine goes to work, it moves quite a bit, and when it's moving, all it's doing internally is making the clothes collide and go around that little thing in the middle, and it's agitating them to make sure that it can wash them cleanly. Yes, my friends, by the same token, you've got to push people, not physically, of course, but you've got to internally motivate them to be better than they ever imagined before. You see, agitation in washing is when you put your clothes together and they get close to one another, and then they begin to create a friction that removes the dirt, and then, of course, the clothes become clean. By the same token, when you're close to people at your office, remember, you can never agitate those you're not close to. Let me make sure I'm clear here. You don't agitate those that you're not close to. You've got to be close enough and care enough about the people on your team to excel and to push them to do higher things than they've ever imagined before. So the best part about that component, my friends and neighbors, is that when we are close enough, remember, people don't care how much we know until they know how much we care. When we're close enough to them, then we can encourage them to go further and faster than they've ever imagined. Who are you agitating? Who is it that you've developed a relationship close enough to where you can light a fire under them and say to them, listen, man, you got to pick it up. Step up your game a little bit. I know you're trying, but I believe you can try a little harder. I know you feel like you've done your best, but I know you. You've got more in you than that. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can change environments by agitation. Can I transition to the S, my friends? That S in our WASH acronym reminds us of the importance of separation. Yes, my friends and neighbors, separation. See, when you're washing garments, you've got to be careful because you can't put the colors with the whites. If you do, then the white clothes will come out pink and the colored clothes will come out dull. They won't be as vibrant as they were before. And why? Because you didn't separate them. Same thing in business. You don't put your high achievers with your underachievers. You don't put your positive team members with your complainers. You keep them separate. You don't mix the excuse makers with the overcomers. You separate them. You give your best to the best and less to the rest. I'm going to say that one more time. As a leader, always give your best to the best and less to the rest. Because if you combine those individuals and try to treat everybody exactly the same, then you're going to dull your own energy and passion and desire and drive. If you keep your positive people inundated with the complaints of those other ones on your team, then I can assure you, my friends and neighbors, that the entire organization will come down just a notch. What you've got to do is make sure that you cultivate those that are positive and that you've separated, and then you're going to still work on the others. You're not going to give up on them, because the colored clothes require a different fence cycle and a different water temperature than the whites. So it's one that says cold water, the other says hot water. So we've got to do different things with the different people on our teams, and we've got to train them individually, because if we don't, we lose a degree of separation, which is going to make them excel in advance. Finally, my friends and neighbors, at H reminds us of the importance of honesty. Yes, honesty, my friends and neighbors. See, when you have an honest environment, it creates an attitude of trust, it creates attitudes of thankfulness, and it creates attitudes of transparency. The thing you like about the washing machine is it's the most honest appliance you've got. You can't always believe what you see on television, and you can put something in the microwave today, and if you put it on for 2 minutes, you may think it's going to pop all the popcorn, but it just might not. But nothing is truer than that washing machine. You can set the timer, and when you set the timer and loaded the clothes and done the things that you're supposed to do, you can set it and forget it. The people should be able to rely on you the same way, my friends and neighbors. When you communicate with them, you're communicating in transparency. They should also know that they can come to you again and again and get the same type of consistent responses, honest feedback, transparent consultation. Those are the things that makes leaders great. My friends and neighbors, you are a washing machine, and people are going to come to you with their heavy loads and expect for you to make them clean, and you can. I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and I can assure you, Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.